We are backstage at Live 2011 with the adorable Matt Cardle. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, yourselves?
Yeah, good, Matt. Good. Very excited. Awesome.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Love gigs like this.
So how's your day been today then? Live 2011, you come here, you know, to the West Midlands. What's it been like? Where have you come from?
We came down from Scunthorpe. I was playing a gig in Scunthorpe last night, just acoustically to about 200 people in a lovely venue they got up there. Stopped off overnight in Nottingham because it's kind of the halfway house.
Nice.
And then made our way over here nice and leisurely. And
so up. From like a 200 acoustic set to 15,000 at the LG Arena.
That's my right. Life at the moment. Well, I went from no one listening in a pub to everyone watching on X Factor. It's like...
I suppose.
Has it met your expectations?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and surpassed them, you know. It's odd. When you've wanted something for so long and you've been working so hard to get it, when you finally get into a position where you can have it, I mean, I've by no means made it yet, you know. It's just the beginning for me. And there's still a lot to come. It's hard to get your head round, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Matt, the hat, right? I have to ask you about the hat. The hat has been a thing since X Factor. Is it still a thing? Do you still love wearing it as much?
Yeah.
Or is it your thing now?
It's always been my thing. I mean, I've been wearing it since I was a teenager, do you know what I mean? And, like, just love wearing it, and that's what it is now.
Is it your comfort? You know, like, how kids have, like, little comfort blanket?
I think it is. If I get nervous, I play with it. So, I mean, you should see on my first audition, I was like, couldn't stop touching it. But, I mean, yeah, it's all good.
One of the funniest things I've read about you, Matt, since you've done is that you feel like your life's complete now because you've got a blue Peter badge and you've met Hanson.
Hanson, yeah.
What?
We were doing an interview, Freshly Squeezed, and they were there. They were doing an interview after me, and we walked in the corridor, and so I was like, I swear I recognise that guy, and I was like, oh, that's Hanson. I remember watching them when I was tiny, you know?
Fair enough. And are you using your blue Peter patch to get free entrance to Alton Towers?
I haven't. But I didn't know it could do that until recently when my mate saw it. He was like, you've got a blue Peter badge? I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, you know, you can get in places. And I'm like, amazing.
You're on Twitter, aren't you, Matt?
Yeah.
Do you ever, after a few gin and tonics, think, do you know what? I'm going to tell you all exactly what I think of XXXX situation. Do you ever do drunken Twitter rages?
There's been one or two situations where I've been a bit silly, but I mean, there's a lot of people following and a lot of people are watching and listening, so I've got to be very careful what I do.
Do you get told, you know, when you finish the X Factor, do you get a list of, to help you, I guess, but a list of do's and don'ts?
Well, I mean, there's a certain amount of advice that you get with regards to media, like, I'm not going to start swearing my head off now.
Oh.
You know.
Go on, be a little bit naughty. Go on, man.
I can't. Don't encourage me. Or I really, I've had a couple of gins. It's all right. No, I mean, I think there's just do's and don'ts in life. And I think they're pretty clear for everyone to see what you do and you don't do, especially when you've got, you know, thousands of young guys and girls out there, you know, watching what you're doing. Don't be an idiot. And I haven't been so far.
What's your Christmas wish, Matt? What do you want Santa to bring you this year?
I just want Santa to bring everybody else my album.
Nice.
That's the sort of answer we want, Matt. That's it.
You know, I want him to fill his sack full of my album and go and give it to everyone because I think, you know, people should have it.
That's pretty cool.
We're doing question relay. So the artist we interview before you sets you a question and hopefully... You will set the next question for the next artist.
Okay, who was it?
It was Tinchy Strider.
Tinchy Strider.
Okay.
And his question for you was, who did you kiss or did you kiss anybody whilst X Factor was happening?
Because he said that he'd heard rumours. I'm guessing it's the rumours we all heard.
About?
You've got a mic there, Matt. You can speak into it, love.
Cardle, here's the question. You were clearly in a snogging situation during X Factor, potentially backstage.
Joe, you're sitting back.
Spill. Your body language has changed, Cardle.
His body language is closing up. Come on, Matt, who did you snog?
No,
it wasn't Dermot, was it?
No, I don't think I snogged it. I can't remember. I may have been very drunk, as were a lot of us back at the house. I don't know. You know, I may have kissed someone. I'm going to say it was my mum. She came back and watched me every weekend.
You snogged your mum?
Yeah, properly as well.
Matt Cardle, you are a joy. We love you.
Thank
Have
you.
A great time on stage at Live 2011. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.